Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News. Comes out every Thursday, and we do a little preview of the paper in the morning here on the show. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, I was just listening to the music and saying, keep on rolling down the road. Well, listen, with the Blue Angels in town, rolling down the road is sort of a luxury. I'm not sure you know how bad the traffic is going to be, but, you know, here in Gulf Breeze, we kind of plan our entire week around when are the Blue Angels flying, when are people heading out to the beach.
Look, you can freely come and go as much as you like on 9 Mile, I-10, Highway 87 mostly.
That's right. Mostly. Yeah, it's we love it, though. We absolutely love it. And we get to hear the roar of those engines, and it's so exciting.
You know, one of the.
We just hope that we have a great time.
Oh, no. And, pardon me, I don't remember if it's happened in years past, but I know the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Department put out the press release the other day that the southbound lanes on the causeway will close at 3 Friday and Saturday. It'll be all northbound for both lanes in order to flush traffic off the beach from the show, which I think makes perfect sense.
From Navarre.
So, yeah, from in Navarre. That's
causeway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. That is correct. Yeah, we have that too. That's interesting. Yeah, it's a huge event, and of course, you know, everyone looks forward to it. It brings in so many people from all over the area. Of course, all many states. We've got our family coming in as usual. So, yeah, it's a big week. And of course, if you have not already stocked up, please do so today, because tomorrow's going to be crazy. Saturday's going to be crazy, and you know, you got to just kind of make those plans. But it's worth it.
Take your boat, take your car, or in my case, take your bike and be patient. That's the idea. County today is having a meeting, let's see, starts in about 20 minutes, where they're going to be talking in part about this conservation land purchase.
Yeah, we have an article about this in the paper, and it's really something I want people to pay attention to. So there's a 27-acre parcel that is somewhere down like south of the zoo, and it's not accessible by car. You have to only access it by boat. But it's a piece of property that was that Commissioner Wright says that we need to purchase. And he's going to be making that case again today. And he's got some pushback from some of the other commissioners. It is expensive. It's $850,000. But according to him, this is a marshland that supports the seagrasses. It's also part of the wildlife corridor. It's got a lot of different conservation benefits. And so he says it was apparently in the budget and it got vetoed. And so now they say if we don't buy it, it's going to turn into a fill and build. Mm-hmm. And that area is going to be, you know, completely unable for us to preserve. And so therefore, he really, really thinks the county needs to buy it. So they're going to be discussing that today. And of course, you know, you can always make the case that that's a lot of money, but you can also make the case that this is we have this only in this environment. If you don't have seagrasses, you don't have you know, the wildlife that depends on it. So if you want to be involved in that, the meeting is at the administrative complex in Milton, or you can also email your commissioners and let them know how you feel about it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how Carrie Smith comes down on this, because it was I would say it was a soft 2-2 on Monday, but yeah, I'm curious. And also, you know, this is another one of the Governor DeSantis retaliation against Alex Andrade veto projects, and, you know, $1 million cost. I thought it was interesting that Save Our Sound side had come up with $150,000 to join with the state's $850 to purchase it. That's rare for the private citizens to help buy county property or property for the county. So it's a fascinating story. You guys also have a story about school grades, which just came out this week, right?
Once again, we're so proud of Santa Rosa schools, especially our Gulf Breeze schools. Every single one of the ones in the Gulf Breeze News service area is an A school, so we're so thrilled. This is just routine now at this point. Gulf Breeze schools are always A schools, but, you know, maintaining that gets harder every year, so we're so proud of the efforts of our teachers and our students and the parent volunteers.
No, that's wonderful. You also have a story, kind of a different one, about Pensacola Little Theater. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, Pensacola Little Theater is so much more than just what you see from the outside. They have such a robust educational program. Melanie Cormandy did an article about it. Her daughter is one of the beneficiaries. Her 10-year-old daughter goes there and learns improv, and they have all kinds of different things. It is amazing how much is going on at the Cultural Center, which is now, you know, where they have the Pensacola Little Theater downtown. And it's also, you know, it's so important for kids. It gives them confidence. It teaches them so much. They also, you know, develop the love for theater and learning the back, you know, the behind the scenes of theater. And it's just amazing what all this, it's just a resource that we have got in our area that, you know, people may not realize how much is going on there.
Absolutely. And then last thing, you got a story about the Dolphins, right? You got Gulf Breeze story?
So, well, you know, we have this new coach, and he's a 9-year NFL alum. He's a veteran. Yes, our coach served 9 years in the NFL for a variety of teams, mainly as a safety. And his name is Eric Harris. He's played for several different teams. And he lives in Gulf Breeze. And so when the opportunity came up for a new coach, we were like, wouldn't it be amazing, you know, if we got this NFL player?
Right.
And he said, yes, I'll do it. Even though he and his wife had actually just bought the soccer team, the Breakers. And so, but they were like, yes, he said, I've never been a head coach, but I've been coached. And I've also, you know, been a player for right. so many years. And he does have several children. I think his oldest child is 11 or 12. So he's, you know, rooted in the community. He's, you know, got some longevity ahead of him. And he is dedicated to this team. So very exciting for the future of the Gulf Breeze High School football team, which we have had a lot of turnover. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, these days there's so much competition for, you know, so many sports that kids can take, you know, can take advantage of. So football may not be, you know, as big as it used to be, but it's still very important. And so we're very excited to have someone of his, of Eric Harris's caliber stepping in to become the head football coach. And we have only good things ahead of us.
Yeah. No. And I mean, personally, I think it's great that we finally have a football coach who's so focused on safety.
Yes. That kind of safety. That's right.
John can't believe I made that joke. it took him a second and then he's just. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Gulf Breeze news comes out. I just know, for a brief second, there were like four people who, Andrew, that's not what that, oh, mm-hmm, okay. Publishes the Gulf Breeze news, comes out every Thursday. Lisa, thank you for the paper and all the work that goes into it, and thanks for the time with us. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you so much, and I hope to see you in the Breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:16, News Radio 92.3. John Pickens with his stunned disbelief at my joke. Has got traffic on the 5.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway.
Are you saying he's not into safety?
I'm going to have to talk to you later. All right, so I-10 eastbound right around Highway 29. You're going to see about a 7 to 9 minute delay. Not into safety.
I would say he's a professional safety expert.
I would say that, yes. The defensive backfield is going to be amazing. Okay. Other than that, I'm not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Oh, I can beat a dead joke until it won't move at all. Hey, if you're thinking about buying a new home or selling or both, which is common, picking up a beach, you know, vacation home or a rental or maybe a long-term rental or just moving, you know, upsizing, downsizing, the reasons people change houses. I mean, maybe you just want to live in a different place. I don't know. You live in Milton, you want to live in Pensacola or vice versa. County, city, county, whatever. You know, it's you, okay? But that's the point. You need a good realtor who's going to help you make a good deal. And also, even if you're buying a new home, you might need a realtor because they can, you know, help you get the seller, you know, the builder, to buy down your points or do other kinds of things to make sure you get what you're supposed to get. Christina Leavenworth can help you with all of that. It's really kind of amazing all the different things that she can do. And especially if you're buying a new home, you know, a new build, she's like, I am the blue tape queen. I will make sure when you take keys and possession, you get everything you're supposed to get, because a lot of times people feel like, I don't know if I should complain about that. It doesn't seem like a big deal. She's like, oh, no. You get new house, you get new house. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Join Acupuncture and Welders of Pensacola Monday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you won't want to miss. That's Monday at 10 a.m. with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
This definitely rates about a 9.0 on my weird stuff-o-meter.
Good morning, 821 News Radio 92.3. It is Red, White, and Blues weekend. That means that today at 2, you can watch the Blue Angels if you can get there. I will tell you this. I did experience this a couple of years ago. I had always been under the impression. So I go out to the base. We got interviews with the Blue Angels coming up at 10. So I drive from here right to the base and do interviews. And then my practice had always been, then I go out to the beach to watch the show. And, you know, no problem. We get done around noon, and then you drive out there around 1:30. Arrive, you know, 1:45, get a parking space, whatever. Not anymore.
Not anymore, my friend.
No. So, you know, you cannot just scoot in late like you used to be able to do. And that's certainly not true on Friday and Saturday. One note is that, of course, there's a dress rehearsal tomorrow. That means that all of the acts, the civilian acts and the Blue Angels, will be flying starting at 10. No official narration. Now that I say that, There's no MC during the dress, right? There is an MC during the dress.
I think so.
I know the Blues don't do their narration at 2, right? They do not. I'm pretty sure. 99% sure they do not. But then on Saturday, they do. Of course, we carry that on the air, 92.3. Also on the app at News Radio Pensacola, AM 1620. And before that, from noon to 2, Greg McWhorter and I, former two-time boss of the Blues, Captain Greg retired. We talk about all things Blue Angels, so that's always a good event. So a couple of hours before, you can listen to us, and then you can actually listen to the Blue Angels narration and the music on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. 31 workers are safely above ground and doing okay after an industrial tunnel collapsed in Los Angeles last night. The workers were 300 to 400 feet below the surface at the time. They were about 6 miles away from the tunnel's access point. They were rescued by the fire department, urban search and rescue team. And amazing news, no reports of any injuries in that.
Wow.
U.S. officials say 6 Secret Service agents have now been suspended in relation to the attempted assassination of President Trump in Pennsylvania last year. According to reports, a review by the Department of Homeland Security revealed that law enforcement breakdowns had left at that point, candidate Trump vulnerable to an attempted assassination. And YouTube is reworking its policy on what type of content you can earn money with and what kinds you can't. Their goal is to crack down on inauthentic AI-generated content, which it's all of those videos with the same voice you just keep hearing over and over again that pop up constantly.
I turn all that crap off.
Yeah. I do too, instantly.
Also,
you can always tell.
I also have default off on videos now, and just because the latest thing that I have seen in the last couple weeks, really, maybe it's longer than that, is people putting a photo as a video, and then maybe it'll have music or something, and I'm like, it's a picture. But I guess the analytics or the algorithm promotes a video better than a photo, and so they think, you know, Facebook currently thinks, or social media currently thinks, that videos are more engaging, therefore you get better treatment if you post a picture as a video. And I just think, oh, good Lord. Also, John, I hope you'll back me up on this.
Yes.
Reels are so dumb.
So annoying.
And every time I want to make a, you know, I'm posting my three pictures, and then it's like, do you want to make this? No! If I wanted to make a reel, I'd make a reel.
I know. I would have told you.
Just stop it. And Threads? How many times, you know, okay, this is like gripe about Facebook moment. You know how you're scrolling through your feed, and then it's got some, like, the first 14 words of something that looks kind of interesting, and then you go to click on it, it's like, well, you need to install Threads. Mother of...
And why? Why
and
would
I don't
I
want
do
your
that?
Stupid threads. I don't want your stupid threads. Just make it easy for me. That's what I want. All right. 825 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, you're going to see some delays. Just 5 to 7 minute delay there. But other than that, we are looking good. I am John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. You know, 1, 2, maybe 3 years young, low miles, great condition, 10 to 40,000 miles. Cars you can count on, A quality cars. Cars that you know they're going to last you for a long time. Dave Ramsey endorses them. I endorse them. We bought a car from them a few years ago, and honestly what happened is we went to test drive a car. They were the only place in the area that had the kind of car that we were looking to test drive. And our experience was so good, the price was so good, the quality of the car was so good that we just wound up buying it. And I went to my sales manager and I said, hey, I know Frontier does ads on our station. Can I do live reads for them? Because I loved our experience. He's like, yeah, sure, we can make that happen. And so now it's been several years since. And I mean, I'm just big fan, love them. Every interaction I've had with them has been great. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, I mentioned last hour, I like the, you know, the human moments in these various meetings. We had a kind of an interesting human moment in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. Colton Wright began with an apology.
Before we move to county administrator or county attorney, I've got a quick comment I wanted to make. I'm a big believer in taking accountability and hold myself responsible for my actions and my words. And at the June 12th meeting, I made some comments that I know where they were coming from. They were coming from a place of honesty and integrity. However, I understand the way they came out.
Now,
it
we still have the cameras.
I was trying
to time crime center.
Possibly
we're still
put down
have,
my fellow commissioners, both as in referencing their ability to be fathers and leaders of their household. And just want everyone to understand that was absolutely not my intent. And I just want to apologize to all three of you. That was not the intent at all, and I just want to take accountability for that and just let everyone know that I apologize for those comments.
So, A, cool. I mean, I like people who apologize for things. But, B, I didn't think it was anything. This is just the part we was talking about, you know, if you were, as a dad, you wouldn't tell your family, we're going to start a project where we're going to think about getting a, I forget the exact example, but it was, you know, we're going to think about getting a second home in the hills in Atlanta or something. Not that there's hills in Atlanta, but, you know, and then do a study and then not actually buy the house. You know, you wouldn't waste money unless you're really going to do the project. I don't know. I didn't think it was anything. So I didn't think you needed to apologize, but I always appreciate when people do apologize. The other one that was, this is kind of adorable, in the Escambia County, the budget meeting, right at the end of the meeting. Now, you have to understand this a little bit, you got to know that Mike Kohler and Steve Stroberger are like besties. You know, Steve used to be Mike's, like, chief of staff. So right at the end of the meeting.
And I just have one more thing before we adjourn. there's one guy that really, really likes cupcakes and cake, and his name's Commissioner Stroberger, and it's his birthday today. So I just want to say happy birthday. I know it was the other day, but happy birthday, Commissioner Stroberger. Do you want to tell us what your favorite cupcake is? No.
You know, when Wes said happy birthday last month, I thought he was kind of adhering to my policy with my daughters and my granddaughters. It's a birthday month where my sons only get a day. So I thought I was getting a month. So thank you.
Happy birthday,
thanks
Commissioner
Schroeder. Thanks for kicking it
off, Wes. All right, this meeting is adjourned. Thank y'all.
Had I known, I would have brought you an Obama T-shirt.
You can all, I know it was quick, but the last thing that Lumen May stuck in there was, if I'd have known it was your birthday, I would have brought you an Obama T-shirt, which is a great joke because Lumen is the funny one, right? He is the hilarious one because you remember for Lumen's birthday, they brought him a gift bag of GOP merch because he's a Democrat. So that's pretty good. Pretty good. I like it. 437-1620. Oh, my gosh. The county commission today, the Scambia County Commission. Today is the city meeting with about the Bay Center. Tonight is the regular meeting. Just so much on the agenda. Oh, my goodness. So many things to talk about. You've got the MSBU increasing the fire service for the county and the beach. You've got the approval finally of the Navy land swap for the Paradise Beach Fire Station is going to happen. They're going to do a study of traffic on the beach for $600,000, including a parking garage possibly, and the referendum on an elected superintendent.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Those pennies may be worth something. President Trump confirms a 50% tariff on copper imports, vowing we will build a dominant copper industry necessary in chips, ships, aircraft, and hypersonic weapons.
The copper prices jumped 2.62% after this announcement, which sent companies scrambling, really, to import as much copper as possible ahead of this August 1st deadline.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. 1 year after the Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt, 6 Secret Service agents protecting then-candidate Donald Trump have been suspended. Questions remain why the sniper's rooftop was uncovered. Kerr County, vigil of blessing for Texas flash flood responders. Youth Minister Wyatt Wentrek.
So many of us have been called into action to serve in our communities, in our churches, in our own homes.
170 missing. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 78 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a couple of minutes. Escambia County and the city of Pensacola are set to lose access to ShotSpotter technology next year. That's thanks to budget vetoes from Governor DeSantis last week.
For the last couple of years, we've had the ShotSpotter program attached to a real-time crime center. Mm-hmm. It's actually just a small part of the real-time crime center, but it's something that was beneficial to have. So we asked for it again, but politics being what they are, decisions were made, and so this next appropriation was nixed, which means that we will, whenever their current contract expires, we will no longer have the ShotSpotter program.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, he tells News Radio they do still have cameras and they'll still have the real-time crime center, which will both continue to be operational. But once that funded duration of ShotSpotter expires, they'll no longer receive real-time notifications of gunshots. The system has been in use in Escambia County since 2023 now. The Sheriff's Office and PPD are continuing to explore alternative funding options, which some Escambia County commissioners have expressed support for. The driver of an SUV was life-flighted from a crash site after going into a seizure while driving yesterday. That happened on State Road 89 in Hunter's Oak, where the driver ran off the road and hit a tree, and the SUV rolled. Witnesses provided aid at the scene. The driver was identified as the 34-year-old Gulf Breeze man. He was life-flighted to a hospital. We don't have any word on his current condition. Escambia deputies arrested a man after a fatal shooting on Frank Reeder Road yesterday. It happened in the 7500 block at about 8 p.m. Investigators say a victim died at the scene. Right now, we don't have any information on the identity of the suspect or any possible charges. Well, changes are coming to the state's unemployment policies. Some could be good and some not so good. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report.
So much for statewide working agreements. Florida has enacted legislation that allows companies to enforce non-compete employment agreements for up to 4 years. That's up from the current 2 years. With the new arrangement, employees leaving a company would be relieved of their job responsibilities, but severely restricted from working elsewhere. Chris Bryan, News Radio, 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Some lawmakers will get the chance to tour Alligator Alcatraz and see the conditions for themselves. The Florida Division of Emergency Management sent an invitation yesterday to state legislators and members of Congress. They were invited to tour the facility in the Everglades this coming Saturday. Some of those lawmakers say that they're expecting a sanitized tour, and that's not real oversight. The lawmakers say they plan to accept the invitation but also return for an unannounced visit at some point later on. It is 8:34, News Radio 92.3, looking like a beautiful day. We'll get our forecast in just a minute, but first, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you with just one pill. Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief so you can keep moving. Use as directed. Let's see here, I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit. We're starting to see about a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
40% chance of some showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Friday, 40% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping our nice pattern into the weekend with a 40% chance of rain on Saturday, high near 90 degrees and a low near 77. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we do have 78 degrees right now. It's sunny and looking like a beautiful morning if you're headed out to Pensacola Beach for the practice fights today. Again, we've got, now 80 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton. Your money now. This morning, markets are down at the opening bell. The Dow's down 51.5 points at 44,400. S&P down about 4 points at 62.59. NASDAQ down 6.5 points at 26.04 this morning. 10-year bond rate steady at 4.356%. Gold price is up $13, $3,334 even. Silver is up 60 cents at $37.23 today. Crypto's mixed. Bitcoin down about $320 right now at $110,760. Ethereum's up almost $25 at $27.80. We've got Solana up by a buck. Dogecoin up by 0.4 of a cent, roughly, at almost 18 cents right now. And XRP is up by a couple of cents as well. Fewer Americans than expected are looking for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department says they received 227,000 requests for the week ending July 5th. That is a drop of 5,000 from the previous week's revised total, less than the 235,000 that analysts had predicted. Linda Yaccarino stepping down as the CEO of X. She announced her exit in a post on the platform where she expressed that she is grateful to Elon Musk for trusting her to lead the company for 2 years. And Federal Reserve policymakers are split on how aggressive rate cuts should be. Minutes from last week's meeting were released yesterday that said most participants assessed that some reduction in the target range for the federal funds rate this year would likely be appropriate. The central bank has held rates steady at 4.25% to 4.5%. Since December, a couple of officials felt that rate cuts could happen as soon as later this month. 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is JP Wiz with Buggy Works, inviting you to come see us at our brand new facility in the heart of Car City. Buggy Works is the premier golf cart and LSV supercenter and is the authorized sales and service dealership for Denago, Star EV, Yamaha, and EasyGo franchises. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and rentals. So stop by Buggy Works at 5831 Pensacola Boulevard or visit us online at buggyworks.com. That's BuggyWorks.com. Buggyworks.com.
Looking for a local shop that carries Michelin tires that you can trust? In Pensacola, that place is Tire Trust. Downtown on the corner of Gregory and Balin, Tire Trust has been taking care of people in Pensacola for over 23 years. Featuring the Michelin line, Tire Trust prides themselves on service you can trust. Tire Trust is more than a tire store. They're a full-service shop taking care of all your automotive needs. For service you can trust and Michelin tires, put your trust in Tire Trust.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it is Blue Angels weekend, and so I was thinking to myself, what can we do that's sort of related to the military and the Navy? And I thought,
let's go flying.
Oh, what?
I want to go flying.
How is that a segment on the radio?
I don't know, but we can make it.
So what I came up with was, what's your favorite military movie? Now, it can be a Navy movie. It doesn't have to be a Navy movie. I think there's a lot of good war movies out there. So what's your favorite war/military movie? Oh, my God, there's so many to choose from. And this is one of those genres where I have not seen them all. There are so many. But I've seen a lot of movies. And, man, I just – there are certain categories of movie that I love. I love sci-fi, you know, especially post-apocalyptic type sci-fi. You know, for whatever reason, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of, yeah, I like sports movies, generally speaking, but I love war movies. And I've seen, like I said, I think I've seen so many. I'm sure I have not seen them all, though. So, okay, John, let's start with you. What is your first one that pops into your head, the favorite war movie? If it's a Navy movie, that's fine. If it's not, that's also fine.
The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, that's a great movie.
That's a good movie.
Yes, that's actually on my DVR right now. To watch, because, you know, that's I have three sub movies on my DVR right now. I just watched one, Hunter Killer. I'm in the middle of K-19, The Widowmaker, and that K-19. One is that's my next one to watch.
If I arranged a target, one ping only.
I kept it.
Such a good movie.
Oh, yes.
You've lost another submarine? Anyway, okay, so Meg, 437-1620, what's your favorite war movie, favorite military movie? Meg, do you have one that jumps to mind immediately?
Well, I loved some of the, I mean, I love the newer ones, like Top Gun and everything, but I love some of the older ones, and one of my favorites is still From Here to Eternity.
It's all about
the attack on Pearl Harbor.
I know of it. I think I may have seen it one time.
And what transpires before that, Burt Lancaster, yeah. Frank Sinatra. It's got a cast that's like Montgomery Clift. I mean, it's got an incredible cast, and it's a long movie, but it's all leading up to the attack on Pearl Harbor and the base at in Pearl Harbor.
Okay, so I know other like that vintage movies, like Bridge on the River Kwai is great.
Oh, that's another
great
one.
The Great Escape is great.
Another one on my list.
A Bridge Too Far is great.
All of those. All of the above.
Like that vintage. And I was checking a list, and I thought of one that they said one that I had not thought of, which was Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh, that's a fantastic movie.
Which is outstanding. And in fact, the one that's, again, in this vicinity is Lion of the Desert. It's an Omar Sharif movie where I just remember that as a kid. It's a little bit more obscure. It's a World War One North Africa tanks
versus the
Arabs kind of movie. Anyway, but yeah, I don't know From Here to Eternity.
Montgomery Clift
movie,
is in one of his big roles. Yeah, so yeah, it's fantastic.
And I will not answer this question.
You have to answer it.
I mean,
the rules
because
are.
If that were the case, there are many questions I would have bypassed up to this point.
The rules actually state,
okay,
yes,
Andrew.
You have
all right,
to, Andrew.
Must answer.
Fine.
Maverick, you just did an incredibly brave thing. What you should have done was land your plane.
I mean, probably that's my answer. Only because I've seen it more than anything else. You know, I've seen it more than any other war movie, but I've seen a lot of war movies. A lot of times. 437-1620-437-16.
I'm not going to answer this.
Oh, I'm already seeing that there's another very super classic.
See your war face. Sir, you got a war face? Ah! That's a war face. Now let me see your war face. Ah! You didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face. Ah! You don't scare me. Work on it.
Full Metal Jacket is... I've already got, three texts in a row that's their favorite one. It's the Duality of Man, sir. Saving Private Ryan and Dunkirk, both fantastic. Of course, Dunkirk is much more new, but Battle of Midway, that is, yes, absolutely fantastic. Okay, so here's somebody that's a little bit, not quite the vintage you were telling, just a little bit, like one half generation newer than that. Somebody said Patton.
Oh,
which is,
yes.
Of course, outstanding. And I think the
George C. Scott.
Oh, yeah. And of course, the one most famous line from that.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Oh, and you see him in
front of
the
flag.
That's right.
Yeah. Iconic. Oh, it's first thing that came to mind.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
Somebody else says, this another super classic of the genre. In fact, this movie was so realistic in the opening scene
that I think I know where this is going.
Vietnam veterans were leaving the theater because it was so difficult for them to watch.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Yeah, that opening scene where you have the Doors, the end, playing over the back and forth with the napalm being
Apocalypse
dropped by the helicopters
now.
And Martin Sheen is in his room, doing Tai Chi and all that. It's a pretty powerful thing.
The other one in that genre that I could hardly sit through, which was very powerful, was Platoon.
Oh, yeah. No, and I know Platoon is definitely a message movie, and, you know, I think a lot of people don't like the message of it, but the movie itself and the representation of different sides of warfare and...
My brother said that was the most realistic portrayal that he had seen of Vietnam,
and
he served over there.
And it's horrifying.
Yeah.
I mean,
he
horrifying.
He said that was very realistic.
Like the stuff they dealt with, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. John Pickens, the question of the day is, what's your favorite military movie or war movie? John Pickens has Traffic on the Files. John?
Brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control service. You can visit insect.net today. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about a 10 to 12 minute delay in this area due to an earlier accident and the construction that's going on right through that area. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John from Platoon.
For the record, it's my call. Dump everything you've got left on my pod. I say again, expend all remaining in my perimeter.
And we got some people are texting in more than one, which I understand. I understand that impulse. I certainly, you know, how do you pick one? The Patriot. That's interesting. That's a totally different period of warfare, the Revolutionary War. Patton, Sink the Bismarck. Yes, 12 o'clock high. You know,
Ooh, 12 o'clock high.
Right?
I forgot about that one. That's a good one.
And I think somebody had also texted, I don't think I mentioned it, Tora Tora Tora.
Oh, yes. I remember when that came out.
Yeah. And once you're, I know this is, it is and it isn't. But, you know, once you start thinking about the Pearl Harbor mm-hmm. movies, but this was always mine. Well, this is actually the one that got me interested in naval aviation and the F-14.
Bert 1, this is Eagle 1.
What have you got? Two Japanese Zeros, sir. Two what?
Kirk Douglas as the commanding officer for the Nimitz going back in time in The Final Countdown. That was before there was Top Gun.
Right.
There was The Final Countdown, right? A time travel Navy movie. So Hacksaw Ridge, somebody says, Saving Private Ryan, We Were Soldiers. Yes, all fantastic.
Saving Private Ryan, such a good movie.
That movie more than any other made me think about the just waste of what happened at D-Day, and yet the incredible heroism of what happened on D-Day. And
it's remarkable.
Could you be a person who would order thousands upon thousands of men to die, because that's what had to happen in order to win. That opening scene is very powerful. We Were Soldiers. Somebody here says Full Metal Jacket, right? To Hell and Back with Audie Murphy. Okay, I don't know this one. That's a little bit older. The Devil's Brigade also. Mm. We Were Soldiers, another one. They Were Expendable, yes. Fury is a really great tank movie. And it, again, kind of helps you think about what would it really be like mm-hmm. to be stuck inside a metal, you know, rolling metal coffin. I mean, it's...
Right.
Right? Somebody says Top Gun is not a war movie. Well, that's fair. That's true. The Best Years of Our Lives. Well, I don't know this one. I know of it, but I don't
movie.
Know it. Is
yes.
it older? Must
it's a
be?
Classic movie, okay. Yes.
And here we're getting into the sub movies. Down Periscope, you got mm-hmm. Run Silent, Run Deep is mm-hmm. another great
Those are
one.
Good. Well, now when you said The Great Escape, that made me think of Stalag 17.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that was a really good movie too.
Is Ben-Hur considered a war movie?
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, sure.
It's
and
a
now
different
you,
era.
You know, do you start to you go beyond American involved conflicts, mm-hmm. right? Long, long, long ago. Sure, it is. All Quiet on the Western Front.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I don't know this one. Killing Fields. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
1917, but our latest find was Greyhound. Greyhound is quite good. 1917 is also quite good. Flight of the Intruder. We got two votes for that one. Crimson Tide. Yes, another great sub movie. The Longest Day. Oh, The Longest Day is so good. Mm-hmm. And this is the point. There are so many. And I actually like that on Veterans Day, on Memorial Day, on the 4th of July, you can always go on your
they
DVR.
Start playing
and there's
all the classics.
All these different ones, right? Oh, somebody said, no one said Pearl Harbor. Yeah, because it was also a movie. There are war movies, and then there are good war movies.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other. Oh, this is actually, I got two people in the row texted the same exact answer. This is one of my personal all-time favorites. It's a different kind. It's Inglourious Bastards.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Quentin Tarantino
That's a great movie.
And I've probably said this before on the air, so I apologize. I don't like to repeat myself. But that movie gives every American what we really, really, really wanted. Which is, we get to see Hitler getting killed by the good guys in the most over-the-top, ridiculous, again-and-again fashion. And it is a little concerning how satisfying that is to watch. Because it is...
That's Quentin Tarantino.
That is absolutely Quentin Tarantino. And, of course, like the opening scene, the eight-minute-long uncut dialogue between mm-hmm. Christopher Wallace and this farmer. I mean, like, it's amazing. But, yeah, that end scene is... Wow. Let's see. Somebody says people are mixing up military movies with war movies. Yeah, I know. I know. The Dirty Dozen, Green Berets. What about like Guns of Navarone and Force 10 from Navarone?
Gosh, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Were Eagles there? Anybody? Clint Eastwood? Burt Lancaster? Richard Burton? Sorry. And no, those are, again, there's so many in the category. It's hard to pick any that you do not like. Nobody's mentioned Hurt Locker. Which is, I have read, I do not know, I haven't heard anybody who's been in the military say this, but I have read that military people do not like that movie. Like, it's the war movie that civilians think is a great war movie. I don't know, because I'm a civilian, but I thought it was quite powerful. And then you have things like Good Morning Vietnam, Dr. Strangelove,
mm-hmm.
Black Hawk Down, you know, there's just so many different ones. Anyway, that was a question for the day. So since we have Blue Angels this weekend, I didn't specifically say naval movies or naval aviation movies, but there's plenty in the category. 8:53 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Every Subaru at Anderson Subaru is built with quality parts and precision engineering, so you can count on your Subaru to be with you for the long road ahead. And you can count on a great rate from Anderson Subaru to help you get there. With 0% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Solterra models, with 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Outback models, or 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Crosstrek models, and 3.9% APR for 48 months on 2025 Forester models. 0%, 1.9%, 2.9%, and 3.9%. Combined with legendary reliability and longevity, there's even more reason to love a Subaru. From Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As Florida's number one Invisalign and braces provider, Fishbine Orthodontics is proud to serve the community with 9 convenient locations along the Gulf Coast. And for the week of July 14th through the 18th, Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a flash sale just in time for back to school. $1,000 off braces or Invisalign. Start your smile journey today with a free consultation. Take advantage of the back to school flash sale July 14th through the 18th only. Visit fishortho.com. Your dream smile is closer than you think.
Attention business and homeowners. Are you tired of that red dirt driveway? Are your customers having to dodge potholes or even worse, avoiding your business? Let Patriotic Paving and Maintenance pave a way to a better business and a better curb appeal. Patriotic is veteran-owned and operated and servicing the entire Gulf Coast and offers seal coating, line striping, patching, and full paving, both asphalt and concrete for residential and commercial. Get a free quote today or get more information at patrioticpavingllc.com. That's Patriotic Paving.
Gun Show, this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 till 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
It's Red, White, and Blues Week, where the Blue Angels Show is going to be at Pensacola Beach. Tomorrow and Saturday, you can listen to the live narration at 2 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3.
Well, you fellas are nothing to worry about. I'm a professional.
Professional what?
Feel like it's wrong to say anything. It's my sacred drum space.
Wish I could play that good.
At least until you get to that part. You kind of, you know, yeah. Then it's okay. All right. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives, John.
That's right.
Sorry, you were saying something? Were you trying to talk over Eddie Van Halen?
Well, sometimes you have to.
Okay. All right, okay. Go ahead.
All right, I-10 eastbound. Is clearing up now from that earlier delay through that construction zone. Keep it up.
Sorry.
You're going to get repaid. All right. Let's see here. The rest of I-10, I-110 look good. Not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Your buttons are louder than my buttons. All right. 856.
Yeah, they are.
You have so much more power than I do in this situation. It concerns me. All right. So, one of the things, kind of an ongoing project, talked about at the budget meeting in Escambia County, the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office that is under construction. Dan Schebler, who is the operations manager for that project.
I was just here to answer questions. I sent stuff in a couple slides of the project site just to say thank you for the medical examiner facility. It's going up. It's going great. We'll be out of the ground vertical in about 2 months. Slab is being poured in the next 2 weeks on half of the building, and it's a remarkable accomplishment. The first district, the first multi-county medical examiner district in the state to do a project like this. So the votes that you all took, I appreciate the support.
Yeah, and there were absolutely no hiccups in getting here. There was no massive political drama. No conspiracies, no false allegations, no lawsuits, no ongoing litigation, no defamation. I mean, nothing. Just smooth sailing all the way through. But, Dan's job in this meeting is not to get into all of that.
You're on budget, right?
We're on budget.
Okay. And when's it
on time right now.
Yeah. So say that was pretty complicated. When's the completion date?
July 2nd next year.
Okay.
Should be final completion date.
All right. And then at that point,
hurricane season's pending.
Two hurricane seasons, partial hurricane season between then and now, right? Of course, the full one this year.
Remind me what are you going to have a hybrid at Sacred and there, or what are y'all doing?
Everything will be there.
I love this question only because it's a fair question. Like, would you keep open the facility at Sacred as some kind of a overflow or as a closer? And remember, there was a long wrangle about that particular issue. But of course, knowing what the new facility is going to be like and knowing what the old facility is, my answer was, oh, hell no, they're not. They have no interest in staying at Sacred, right?
Remind me what are you going to have a hybrid at Sacred and there, or what are y'all doing?
Everything will be there.
Everything will be at the off of Avalon.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you won't have to pay anything that you're paying now at Sacred?
Our lease expires next September. So the project being done on
time. How much will you save on that? How much are you paying now for that?
For the lease,
yeah.
Of the two facilities that we're occupying now, it's about $150,000.
Okay.
Because they have the morgue at Sacred, and then they have the business office over there on Airport. So both of those will go away, and they'll move into the new facility that, you know, should be up next summer. So, you know, good news. Project is going along the way it should. On time, on budget, which, to be fair, it was over budget from what it had originally been intended, and that caused some heartburn and whatever. But, yeah, this is a good project. This is a law enforcement function. The medical examiner is one of the crucial pieces in understanding why people die, bringing cases against murderers, understanding drug deaths and all that kind of stuff. So it's a good project. It's a really good project. I'm glad to see that it's on its way to being completed. All right, Blues Fly at 2. Get there early if you're going. We'll see you tomorrow.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 90.